people against allowing guns on campuses outnumbered those in favor more than 10 to 1. As the two groups passed each other to fill the Capitol steps, there were some angry exchanges. But since most of the people on both sides either attend or work at the same school, there were also some friendly ones. Here's Boise State student Nick Farinato explaining why he thinks students should be able to carry guns.
It's a public institution, and as a public institution, we have the right, just as we have the right to carry a firearm in the Capitol building, to carry a firearm on campus.
But a classmate on the other side of the issue and a few feet away on the steps chimes in.
Love you, but disagree. You know that.
I know we disagree. Yeah. Have a good one.
Farinato surveys his vastly outnumbered group and says this bill will protect them from the tyranny of the majority. But Bruce Ballinger doesn't see it that way. He's a Boise State English professor and against guns on campus. He thinks the legislature's Republican majority will approve the bill.
This is one of the downsides of a one-party dominated legislature, but I am heartened by the turnout today.
Ballinger says this issue has stirred up feelings in his fellow faculty members like nothing he's seen in a long time.
I think it's a long past due that we get out of our ivory tower and get down on the streets here and begin to articulate some of our views about things that affect education, higher education in the state.
Ballinger says even if his side loses the guns on campus fight, he hopes university faculty will continue to be politically active. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.